Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Public Service Commission, reminding you to call or click 3 working days before you dig. Dial 811 and use caution while digging.
I'm Jason Taylor. Missouri State Representative Bruce Franks Jr. of St. Louis released a video Sunday night of his arrest at a protest after a 2014 police shooting, saying it supports his lawsuit claiming officers used excessive force. Officers named in Franks' lawsuit have denied the accusations. City staff in Mid-Missouri's Columbia say Bird, one of the companies behind rental scooters, violated its agreement during Sunday's snowstorm. KMIZ reports the scooters were not removed from sidewalks within 2 hours. A 40-foot Norway spruce is now in place for the annual Missouri Governor's Mansion tree lighting ceremony this Friday night. The event is followed by candlelight tours of interior decorations in the building's first floor, which also continues Saturday afternoon. Governor's Mansion Executive Director Sherry Childs has advice for anyone interested in attending the gatherings.
I would just advise people to dress warm, dress in layers, and be ready to stand in line for a little while.
A new addition this year is a 16-foot moving wooden train that'll wrap around the 40-foot Norway spruce tree on the South Mansion lawn. A historic riverboat is another step closer to cruising again and bringing jobs to Missouri. Elisa Nelson reports.
The U.S. Senate has passed legislation that would let the 1920s era Delta Queen steamboat carry passengers if certain safety requirements are made. U.S. Senators McCaskill and Blunt are sponsoring the measure that is expected to create more than 170 jobs in eastern Missouri. The vessel has not sailed down the Mississippi in Ohio rivers since an exemption involving a federal law lapsed in 2008. The Delta Queen is a wooden American steamboat that carried dignitaries, including 3 U.S. presidents. It also served as a naval ship during World War II and is now designated as a United States National Historic Landmark.
The Missouri Department of Transportation reports that most roads affected by Sunday snowstorms are now clear. There are still some partially snow-covered roadways in the Kansas City area and parts of northwest Missouri. A man's behind bars after Columbia police say he tried to burn down City Hall. Willis Stokes was arrested yesterday on suspicion of arson after a city employee put the fire out before fire crews arrived. A couple from Lamont in West Central Missouri has adopted 7 children, 2 with special needs, from the Ukraine. During November's National Adoption Awareness Month, Shanette Cable encourages Missourians to foster or adopt.
I honestly cannot imagine my life without these kids. I am so blessed. I am so blessed because of adoption.
More than 1,200 Missouri kids are waiting to be adopted. The first canine to work for the Greene County Sheriff's Department in southwest Missouri passed away yesterday from cancer. Dar was 11 years old. This is Missouri Net News.